Wise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
What's that?
Wow.
800.
You have a little problem over there.
Fat boy, enough with your credit score.
God. Hell yeah. Big shout out. Appreciate that.
Well, you changed your social.
Wow.
Got to. I'm going to write that
what
down.
What now?
I don't want to get on a tangent. But that is very still much a real thing.
Oh, I know.
Especially if you're in a little,
you saw the same thing I saw then.
If you're in a little witness protection program, you're going to get a dead guy's social.
And that's where a lot of that voter registration stuff's come from. But I can't imagine there's that many people in witness protection nowadays. But maybe there is. They did it with the Nazis they brought here.
Social security numbers are 9 numbers.
Yeah.
And the first 3 are like regions of the country, right?
Allegedly.
Now, there are over 300 million people in this country.
Uh-huh.
Did the number combinations match up? Like, I'd have to talk to a mathematician.
Huh, interesting.
How does that work out? Because you take the actual number multiplied by itself, right?
Boy, that's a solid point. Because even they, like with the, you know, the dollars, they had to start putting the suffixes and now the prefixes, and now it literally it's like you get AFB 10101010 BBBA, you know, a little asterisk there.
Am I wrong on that? Is that how that works? Like if you have 9 numbers, you multiply that by 9 because those are the different combinations you can have. So you can have 81 different number combinations off the 9, or is it like nothing? It's not adding up to 300 million.
No.
I don't. I'm not at
mathematically work. A 9-digit social security number allows for 1 billion possible combinations.
Jesus, how?
However, the Social Security Administration of America restricts certain patterns, leaving only about 887.9 million valid assignable combinations.
That's crazy.
We're the only country that uses, well, I don't know how Canada does theirs because they have a ID number too.
You know the reason, what that explains right there? They won't put 666 in anybody's social.
That's
literally what this says right here.
How many people would pay to get that?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Like, devil worshippers.
Oh.
Well, Puntier Instinct would probably have.
6 maybe their lucky
number. Yeah, but
number.
What you just said there, like, think about this for a minute. And then also think about the fake one they always use on credit card commercials when they show it. It'll be like 000000 1234.
Mm-hmm. Until they have to use it one day.
Like that there was somebody who lived on 123 Main Street in something city, and they used that address as a dummy one time on a national credit card commercial.
Oh, no,
that person sued the balls off MasterCard, man. Because they put their real address on there and didn't realize, oh my God, that's a real address.
Just like the, hang on. They used to use 555 prefix for movies, TV shows, for the phone number. Now, like some shows will put an actual number in there you can call, and it's like a little Easter egg.
Which is smart.
For area codes?
It's the whole number. Data retention for them.
Yeah, Tosh used to do this when he would show the websites for the videos or whatever. They would make fake web pages, but there were actual URLs you could go to and interact with the sites.
It's like when you go to jeremyellenberg.com. You're expecting a bio of you.
And there's not one there?
No.
You got to go see what's there.
There's an opportunity.
Oh,
and I click on the front, you know.
All right.
Oh, dude, make me on there naked with a piece of bacon as my gimmick.
I've already done that. Paige did it on AI for me yesterday.
I did?
See, it's the smallest piece of bacon you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
But it's thick. And it's juicy.
It's thick cut of bacon. Nice. Well, there's a new trend called Cyclospora Skinny, which if you're watching videos on social media, don't be dumb. Just don't be stupid.
Is this go eat a bunch of that old bag salad?
It is.
No.
Is it no?
What? Yes.
No.
Look at
there
you. Well, look, you figured it out.
On social media on how you can lose weight by intentionally eating diarrhea lettuce.
You know how the public operates. Like, that was the next conclusion.
She said a trend, and I'm like, okay, what's trending right now? Except, like, by the way, Taco Bell, y'all doing that wrong. No offense if your partner's with us and stuff, but man, that's not a good marketing move.
What?
Like, they're basically bringing more attention to it than maybe was even there. by announcing that you get a dollar off if you don't want lettuce on your stuff?
I think now, if you're going to have lettuce there, you'll be fine because they pulled all the lettuce.
Doo-doo lettuce!
Agreed. You know what else is weird? Remember the Cracker Barrel lady that changed her logo and everybody said, oh, you're so woke or whatever? Yep. She got fired yesterday.
I saw that. It was Herschel. She took him off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Horace?
Herschel.
One of those.
Yeah. Some old white man name that's now only black guy names. It's true. Yeah. Herschel, I mean, the same thing with Horace. The only Horace I know now is Grant. But there's two old white men named Horace and Poe Mill back in the day. Horace.
Oh, Horseman. Does that count for Ring of Fire?
I think that's a DC character.
Yep.
So there's a lot of video circulating.
Oh, no, that's the guy from Old Spice.
Social media. Yeah, Old Spice.
Minotaur.
On how you can lose weight by the diarrhea lettuce, hoping to contract the parasite. But
nuts.
Is that a mentally challenged horse?
Minotaur? Oh, you bastard.
I know why they call it
only that. In the past tense.
Hold it, girl.
You just got minotaur.
Well, one doctor says getting any illness on purpose is just a bad idea.
Amen.
Yeah, never know.
This parasite can be deadly, and there are folks ending up in the hospital for long periods of time. I wouldn't recommend anything like that.
So what's the end? Are they going to find it? Did it spread? Can you wash the lettuce and be okay?
Dude, I don't. As someone who doesn't eat it, I don't have to.
I don't either. I like spinach. Believe it or not.
You don't eat lettuce.
Mm-mm.
No,
ma'am.
Do you like a nice arugula spring mix?
Yeah, I like lettuce.
Yeah, I think it tastes like nothing. There's no taste to it at all. I mean, I know there's valuable minerals and such, but like it's got to have some kind of taste to me. It's like tofu.
Kind of sucks.
It's like, ugh.
I like it.
I feel like I'm eating grass, like watered grass.
Tofu is like something like astronauts would eat in space.
You like tofurkey?
You know, I had that one time.
Tofurkey.
I didn't dislike it, but I'm like, as long as there's real turkeys, I'll just go with their
You know what you should have? It's like turducken, you know, which is turkey, duck, and chicken, but this is fish, duck, and chicken. You should try that.
Tubby. Fish, duck,
and chicken. Can't tell you what it's called, but. Because I've already used up mine for the day.
Yeah, I have too. I just figured it out.
All right, then.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you asking?
No, I'm not saying are we. I'm saying is that the answer? Facebook.
Oh, my God. Special edition.
That's what we'll do on our Uncensored show. We have to do it on the Stone Man show where there's no rules.
Son of a Joe. We do whatever we want in the afternoons, including not playing your songs, buddy. I'm only saying this because there's this one guy that calls the FOF and really hates stuff.
I know. Well, you got to think, though. What song is he requesting? Is it one that we play?
Yeah, like. Or did you miss it? Stone Man usually works them in.
Yeah.
So you want some fast food hacks real quick if you're going to go get something?
I mean, it's like asking Michael Jordan if he knows how to make a layup.
Don't get this. I thought you were going to say if you wanted to gamble. what is it?
Well, first off, order your french fries with no salt because they'll be made fresh.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
When I went to Chick-fil-A, there was a woman from J.B. Watts. One of the anchor stores, and she would
Monkey Wards,
thinking that I'd watch her go put salt on her after. It's like she was trying to get hot fries.
Well, I mean, you're kind of a puss if you fries without salt, to be honest with you. But I understand the hack.
You have heart issues.
But do you want to wait for pull ahead? Because everything you got to pull ahead. It's wait 10 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Ain't that bad.
Nobody knows about over.
I farted that long earlier.
You really did. Nobody knows about under-promising and over-delivering. They always do the opposite.
Amen. Boy, look at that's that. The quote of the day right there. But that's what they tell you.
Under-delivering is for real.
Like, wish for the hope for the best. What is it? Prepare for the worst, hope for the best, yeah. Whatever.
Crap in one hand, wish in the other.
No, but like that's a nice mindset, but that's like the insurance conditioning that we have of, you know, like, well, you know, spontaneity is also good.
Yeah,
believe it or not, it's also good. It's called trusting your gut, maybe.
Be spunky.
Mine's tore up right now, so I'm not trusting.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I think mine has some kind of
Diarrhea. Yeah.
No, no, and that's not funny. You're a bully.
You're a bully.
I am.
You're a diarrhea bully.
You know,
diarrhea.
What if you had some kind of? What if you had sickle cell? And I'm constantly making jokes about that.
I don't know if that's possible.
And well, still, you don't know.
I don't know. I hope
if we all start off in the same place, then how is it we can?
I hope I don't. I just accused you of having.
That's a good point.
Rumble butt, and you accused me of having a blood disorder. So who?
I read that book. It was after The Outsiders.
Well, guess what?
What?
I think all diseases are bad.
Okay. The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, we got a bunch of people on hold. We'll get to some phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. What that trick? Let's talk to Chris. Chris, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. You sound like you're about half awake. Did you sleep in the truck last night? What's up? You in the vehicle going to, what are we doing?
I am.
Headed to work?
Nope. Headed back home.
Oh, where you been?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, Gatlinburg, a little vacation maybe, or?
And it depends on how you look at it, really.
Yeah. What do you mean by that, man? I want some. Clearly no drug test where you work, Chris.
You.
it didn't go, you know. I really didn't go because I wanted a vacation, you know. I left because I found out a few buddies of mine were planning an intervention.
Oh, like a legit intervention?
Yep. I found out Friday. Packed my bags on Friday night, pretty much across the state line before anybody could, you know, knock on my door Saturday. So I got up out of there.
So you left the entire state to avoid intervention, like on, like from your friends and stuff. Yeah.
Yep, I sure did. Sure did. I figured, you know, Tennessee was far enough. Nobody wanted to drive all the way there carrying, you know, folding chairs and a box of tissues.
They always do that. It's always the it looks like the chairs that the funeral home brings to the house when there's a death in the family.
Everybody here loves you.
Yeah. That's wow. That's pretty wild. That's
yeah, I definitely wasn't about to walk into that. Nah, that wasn't gonna do it.
No offense. I mean, I love that you called, but why are you calling? Like, is there like a reason is what I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, the real reason, I love your show too, but the real reason I'm really calling because I know a few of those guys are listening every morning, and pretty much this is my announcement to them. If y'all listening right now, do not wait in my driveway, don't sit in my living room, don't have coffee brewing, don't have donuts, just go home. That's it. Just get out of my house, get out of my yard if you're there. Go home because, you know, if I pull up, you know, and y'all there, we're done. We're just done.
Okay. So that's just a simple warning to them, I guess. Well, pretty serious, actually.
Yeah. I mean every word of it, too.
Yeah.
So when you said you packed a bag to go to Tennessee, how did you even find out it was going to happen?
Crazy part is I found out completely by accident. One of my buddies, you know, wives called Thursday. I'm asking if I was, you know, still coming over Saturday. I said, for what? She goes, everybody should be there. I said, for what? Then it was like dead silence, right? She knew she messed up, you know.
God dang it.
Yeah, then Friday morning, I accidentally got a text that wasn't, you know, meant for me. It was, text was, everybody still good for tomorrow, bring snacks. So I text back, bring snacks for what, right? And nobody answered. And about 20 minutes later, one of my buddies finally admitted what was going on. And that was enough for me. I packed my bags.
Wow.
That was it.
How many people are we talking about here? And I'm going to ask you more questions about possibly what this may have been about. But how many?
That's cool. I mean, to be honest, I don't know. Maybe six, maybe eight. I don't know. Yeah. I quit asking questions, you know, once I realized that was happening. It wasn't really the number. It was more so, you know, realizing they've been talking about me.
That probably bothered you more than the intervention that was about to happen, I guess.
Absolutely.
Stupid ass friends.
Yeah. You know, everybody keeps acting like, you know, they're trying to save me or something.
Like, are these like lifelong friends, work friends? What? I mean, are they just drinking buddies?
No. Okay. One has been my best friend since seventh grade.
Nice.
One stood beside me at my wedding.
Yeah.
Another one coached, you know, Little League with my dad, you know.
Yeah.
I've known these guys forever. You know, they're not like drinking buddies. You know?
Yeah. But that's probably what makes it hurt.
Make it sting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, okay. Just go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. What was the, what's the intervention for? What?
For drinking.
Okay.
Apparently, I drink too much. That's what they're trying to say.
Okay. Do you?
I drink more than they do.
Right.
You know, that's different.
Okay.
So can you walk us through kind of like a sample of, I guess, how much you drink or when?
I mean, Friday after work, you know, Saturday if we're, you know, hanging out, football Sundays, cookouts, concerts, you know. You know, if somebody says, yo, let's grab one.
Right.
It's not usually one.
Great point there, sir, because no one ever says, hey, do you want to meet and have drink?
Somebody tells me to grab one, they better be specific.
Do you want to grab drink? No one, it's always in plural form, so that makes sense. How many is it like a normal Saturday for you?
It depends.
Okay. Let's say you're getting ready to go see, your Panthers or Falcons or whoever your team is. You're sitting there tailgating. How many?
Probably about 8, 10. maybe more if we're like out all day type of thing. You know.
Do you have a job where do you have a drink before work?
No.
While working?
Never.
Okay. Do you drive a moped? Like, do you ever get a DUI?
Oh yeah, SR20.
No.
No.
No DUI, okay. No blow in the car, none of that.
Okay. Has it ever caused you, like, have you ever lost a job on him, you know?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All your bills paid?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's why I don't understand, like, you know, why everybody, you know, suddenly thinks I'm falling apart. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what have they, like, I mean, unless you're not getting in trouble with the law, you're paying all your bills, you're not doing it while you work, you're only doing it, you know, when there's a controlled environment. Like, have they talked to you about this before, or was this a kind of a bum rush thing?
Nah, they talked to me about it before.
Yeah. Like one time?
A couple times.
Oh, okay. Couple.
Couple times. Like... I mean, I'm trying to figure this out for you. Like, I'm on your side so far, but then, but if they've talked, like, how many times have they talked to you about this?
Now, 4, maybe 5.
Dang, man. So this wasn't a plan A. Like, this has been going on for a bit.
There must be a good reason.
That's good.
Still, but, you know, it still doesn't give them the right to ambush me, though. You know?
Yeah, they don't know how to intervene.
But, like Paige is saying, like, what finally pushed them over the edge? Like, can you look back between the last time they talked to you and now? What could have...
Well, apparently, you know, my buddy, you know, his little girl's birthday party. So.
God.
What happened there? Get a little overserved.
Oh, no, I'm afraid to ask.
I'm not. What happened?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, that don't help, man. If we're talking about a kid's party and you can't remember, that's not a good sign.
Like, how old a kid? I mean, what are we saying here?
I pretty much, you know, I found out later that I gave her $40 because I thought she was graduating. Then apparently I promised to take her to Disney.
Yeah. And you didn't say that? You don't remember it, at least, right?
Not a bit.
Okay.
Not a bit. She just turned 7.
Dang, dude. You thought she was graduating.
For what?
It's a little early. You gave her an advance on graduation, I guess.
That's cool.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody laughed. I laughed too. Yeah. But now apparently, you know, that's Exhibit A. You know, that's what they got.
That's pretty good.
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you a series of more questions here? Like yes or no? questions?
Yeah, sure. That's cool.
He's done good so far.
You ever black out drunk? Yeah, you ever get that way?
Yep.
You ever? So clearly, you just pointed out, like, you forget conversations with the, you know, promising to take the little girl to. So you forget things. You ever hide how much you drink from people?
Yeah.
What about, and I'm not going to push you against the wall on this, but I've dealt with, not myself personally with alcohol, but with, you know, with other stuff. Like, is anybody ever taking your keys away from me? Like when you've been out?
Yeah.
Or you ever have girlfriends, or you talked about being married or whatever? They ever tell you that you had a problem?
Like, yeah.
God, you did good on the first part. It's kind of bombing this one, Chris. This is not good.
You ever have your? I don't know if your parents are living. If they are, awesome. But have they ever talked to you about drinking?
Yeah, my mom thinks, you know, drinking is why I've never settled down. She says, like, I would have probably been married by now if I slowed down.
I thought you got married. I thought you were okay.
Do you think she's wrong in saying that?
Yeah, I think she's wrong. I just haven't, you know.
Have women you've dated ever asked you to slow down? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ah! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, July the 28th. July 28th, I am.
Yes,
happy birthday. Glorilla.
Glorilla.
Let her cook.
Let her cook.
Okay.
It is Glorilla's birthday.
Nice.
Not Gorillas. Not Gorilla Unit.
Glow.
In my mind, this is Tiffany Haddish. You know what I mean? I don't know why.
Nah, this is less annoying than
You don't like Tiffany Haddish?
I mean, she's a little much sometimes, you know. Like, a little, you don't have to be that abrasive. She is funny, though.
Yeah. Man, I have no clue.
Let her cook.
I can't tell if she's young or if... I'm going to go 28. Sounds about right.
27.
Bruh. Nah. She is 27 years old.
Look at you.
Let her cook. Let her
Paige
cook.
Knows her female hip-hop. She really does. Yeah.
Does she know the male hip-hop?
Uh-uh.
Because we're taking a jump.
I'll be honest with you. I listen to more female artists.
Really?
What'd she say?
With hip-hop and country. I like female artists.
She's a sexist listener is what she's saying.
Especially country.
Okay. Besides Ella Langley, who else?
Who's good looking?
Because Ella Langley's officially brought all white girls to country music. Yeah. There's none that don't like country music because Ella Langley.
Dolly Parton.
What that is.
Reba.
Neither one of those really.
Do you like the Brat? Do you like
The Lady of Rage?
No.
Do you like Ice Spice? Sexy Red? Jungle Blanky?
No.
Juice WRLD?
No.
Well, he's dead. That's not nice.
Rest in peace. Do you like Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Yeah.
Megan Stallion.
Do you like Kodak Black? I like that one song, but he says GD way too much.
No. I thought that was the name of the song.
I think it is, actually. I won't even request it to Stone Man. We won't play it anyway.
Ah, dang it. I can't play it for you, bud. Sorry. Would you like to hear some Blitzkrieg bop instead?
Oh, Lord.
It's Afro Man's birthday?
It is Afro Man's birthday.
He's up there because I've seen him. And he kind of looks like a smaller version of... the drummer for the Roots.
He looks Questlove.
Yeah,
either that or he looks like Mark Henry's older brother.
He could play Frederick Douglass in a stage show.
He'd have to lose a lot of weight.
Well, Afro Man.
Nano why?
Yeah, man.
51.
58.
Oh, no difference. Paige is closer.
Oh.
52.
Good.
Years old for Afro Man.
No way. Gosh. Zach Morris.
It's not Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Mr. Belden.
It's not Dennis Haskins from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Lark Voorhees.
it is a cast member, which is crazy that we know Afro Man's 52 and this cast member is older than 52.
Slater just had one, right?
I think he might have. Dustin Diamond's no longer with us. So he would be a heavenly birthday, but it's not him.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
No. It's not Tiff. I thought you'd have guessed already.
Showgirls.
Yep.
Initials?
EB.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Elizabeth Berkley's birthday.
Oh, I like her.
There's my savantness right there. Initials, give it.
He needs initials.
That's all I need is the initials. It's so weird.
I'm afraid if somebody, you know, named BJ has a birthday, you might say someone else.
You know, Armstrong. It could Chicago Bull.
Sir Hoff. Armstrong. Sir Hoff. Novak.
She's obviously in the club, but how old is she?
And Steak Day.
And Steak Day.
How old is Elizabeth? I'm going to go 50. I'm going to go 54. It wouldn't be that simple. It's just 1 year up. Actually, I would, actually. I will go that.
I'll say 54.
His body language just gave it away. It's 53.
I tweaked my nipples. How did that give it away?
Well, I don't know.
Because she was in Showgirls. She is 54 years old. I don't have music for this fella, but we'll let this play as long as it plays.
Okay.
You may know him from Dodge truck commercials. You may know him from being bald-headed as hell. Yep. Dana White's birthday. Wonder Boy's boss, man.
Got something to say? Say it. Buy my truck.
Oh, Lord.
We talk crap in loud we trust.
You want to see a guy make a lot of money and a fighter's nothing?
He looks like the right that place. Guy that...
A fighter's nothing.
Remember the guy that was the SEAL Team 6 member that went on to like write a bunch of books and now he's like a consultant in movies and stuff?
I thought you were going to say Seals and Croft.
Actually, he's got a podcast too, but who doesn't? But like, I think it's like really well received. Anyway, that's who he looks like.
Old Danner. He used to have hair way back in the day.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He gambles so much.
Things like that are shocking when you somebody you're so used to. It's like finding out Netanyahu's from Philly.
It's God, that's crazy to believe.
I mean, it's true. But
when I first
it's crazy.
Saw him, he speaks well English. And I'm like, man, I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah, he loves Burger King. Loves Burger King. Whoa. That's what he said. The first thing he does when he comes to the States. I'm surprised he made the king come to Israel.
You'll get Burger King in Israel?
Probably.
Let's see. Paige, how old is Benjamin
Netanyahu? They
probably
don't have good food there.
I have no idea.
No, it is Dana White's.
Dana White. Well, you can see how I mixed that up.
Dana.
Paige.
He's got his own room at the casino. I forget which casino, but it's his. 58, you say.
Big birthday?
No.
59.
57.
Damn.
For Dana White. They say he's really good at getting his money back, gambling wise.
He's got connections.
Yeah, he'll force it out of you.
He said the people that used to own the Jets.
He said he loves spending money too. Hang on a second. I got one I forgot to put in.
I don't like what somebody brought that up on the text. I don't like that he's the president of the UFC and he gets the commercial spots. Like, but then some, like Fatboy said, well, Sean O'Malley is not a big enough name to carry that flag yet. Well,
yeah, and Dana White like, is more interesting to me than the UFC.
Guess you know, never saw that nightclub video then.
Well, that one kind of went away, didn't it?
They did, didn't it? It did went away. It's something. Strike a woman and it's okay.
I guess you got to have time in, right?
I don't know, man. The world's a weird place.
She's doing the autograph circuit now. She's doing the cons, which I'm kind of surprised because she might get some questions about going to jail.
Dance off, pants off.
No. She was, it's Aunt Becky.
Oh, shoot.
I was trying to think of Lori Loughlin. I was trying to think a different clue I could give you.
I was thinking about the other one, Middle Tanner, Stephanie Tanner.
Middle Tanner.
Middle Tanner.
They just did a con, and I looked at there's one coming up. You can get a picture with everybody from Full House for, I think it's like $450.
Really?
Professional. That's John Stamos, it's Lori Loughlin, Dave Coulier, Andrew Barber.
God, I mean.
It's not Candace Cameron. She's not there.
But on the other hand, though, if Back to the Future cast was there, and I, like, if I could pay $450 to step, you know. 500 is set on Michael's lap.
Modern.
Something cool like that.
Could you sit on Dr. Emmett Brown's lap?
1,000 to lay on top of the DeLorean.
Everybody would have to be in it. Oh, the car would have to be in it. Crispin Glover's got to be in it. Leah Thompson.
I want Eric Stoltz in it too. I want all phases.
You know, he should do it. I mean, it's well known that he was well into the movie before they recast it.
Yeah,
like he already recorded some of it.
I'm going to say 63.
62.
I'd like to go to 64, actually.
Well, she's 62 years old, and she still looks great.
Damn.
Okay, one. Yay, Paige.
See if you get this one. Fight like hell for this one.
Paige, you know what you win?
Zero.
Meathead. Sally Struthers.
Sally's the only one left.
Oh, Meathead's dead. Oh, God, jeez.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. Son
I was about
him.
To ask you how he died.
Allegedly.
He didn't allegedly. He did it with purpose.
God bless.
Watch that documentary I sent you, man. It's not.
I was trying that.
It's not a pleasant watch, but there's something to all that, dude.
He's trying to access his inheritance to pay for his legal fee.
Yeah, but his, like, apparently his dad wasn't good either. Like the
Carl.
Yeah.
Who's a comedy legend?
Hmm. Those were the days. I hated this show as a child. I was made to watch it.
You don't appreciate it till you get older,
I guess.
I'll give you that.
Sally Struthers, do you want to make more money? Sure, we all do. 76.
Gloria.
Oh, you both missed it, you two bastards.
Simpletons.
79 years old, Sally Struthers. I don't have any happy heavenlies for you.
Ah. Folks that lived a bad life and are burning in hell, huh?
You want to guess Jim Davis, who...
Garfield?
Yeah.
I don't know what he looked like.
I didn't either.
Garfield.
81 years old.
I'd rather guess Jim Davis of Clemson fame.
Coach, you want to guess Tony Heathcliff?
Tony Heathcliff, Matthew. He kills me. I don't kill him. He's funny.
He loves the zombie.
Wish I could get it. A family version of the show. Like, just beat up Tony. Don't kill him.
Oh, dude, that's a good bit. Tony,
actually,
beat up Tony.
Violence was fine when I was a kid to see stuff getting blown up and people fighting, but the first shot of a nipple or the first sound of a GD.
Phil,
turn it, Phil.
He's like, oh, I can't find the flicker, Mary.
Oh, where's it at, Mary?
Lick away.
Seriously, though, I'd like.
You ever licked the TV when nobody was looking? Because I never did it twice.
You never did?
Was it showing like a freaking Chef Boyardee commercial?
Set up and punch.
That was mean. I apologize. I've walked in your shoes before.
It's all in the vein of comedy.
I know how it feels to be morbidly obese. And I love you.
Are you going to hug it out? I mean,
God, why'd you make it gay? I mean, I'm not hating on it.
Because
I'm an ally.
I think you need a love.
Because
I'm just asking why you didn't do it earlier.
I do get those emails every once in a while. Like, quit making fat jokes to a fat boy. You used to get... I'm trying to motivate him.
Ah, now it makes me look like I'm reaching out to people.
Oh, no. He does not reach out.
No. He doesn't even pay
reach
forward.
Around, yes. Reach out. No.
I don't reach out. I don't circle back.
You don't pay
She's
forward.
Right. Don't pay
I don't
forward.
Shoot off emails.
I don't clone.
I don't
them.
Jump
I don't
on calls either. I politely go
I don't
and
jump on calls.
Some of the rhymes with calls.
I go sit down on them.
I get there on my own time.
You ever sit on calls before? It hurts.
Yeah.
On my own, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting out of the truck one time.
Oh, boy.
Folks. Tomorrow is a new day. Thank you to everybody that was on today's show.
I get warmed up now, always, at the end.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. All right. I'll just carry it into the day and make people laugh off the air.
You should. Make people laugh off the air. Do you ever make your like, serious question, because I you can ask me back. Do you have any little things that, like, makes your son laugh? Or is it always, like, just dad jokes? Do you ever put you up? Because you're, like Paige said earlier when she was blanking your blank, you're really, really funny.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. I absolutely agree.
I can't break his lingo, man. I don't know how to be funny in his language.
No, you can't.
Yeah. But he's probably calls you Unk or something.
Unk. You got to watch that movie, 72 Hours.
Oh, yeah. That's the, and you got to go watch that other movie.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's a
Meathead Special Playroom or whatever it is?
No, it's the series. Don't make me look it up again. Where the...
Is that about...
Oh, the one you gave away yesterday?
I didn't give it away. Okay. I said enough to make you want to watch it.
Oh, that's what it was.
And that was a
documentary.
I do miss the Matt Manns movie review, though.
That was my dad. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, but he didn't give away the whole plot.
No, he just said words on the radio you weren't supposed to say. It was supposed to say ass load of rats, and he said ass H's of rats. It was unfortunate. I know. I paid the fine for him. Tomorrow, Best Damn Audio. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Get the podcast. God bless America. It is good.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.